Judges, chapter 12. And the men of Ephraim gathered themselves together, and went northward, and said unto Jephthah, Why passed ye over to fight against the children of Ammon, and did not call us to go with you? We will burn your house upon you with fire. And Jephthah said unto them, I and my people were at great strife with the children of Ammon, and when I called you, you delivered me not out of their hands. And when I saw that you delivered me not, I put my life in my hands, and passed over against the children of Ammon, and the Lord delivered them into my hand. Why then are you come up unto me this day, to fight against me? Then Jephthah gathered together all the men of Gilead, and fought with Ephraim, and the men of Gilead struck down Ephraim, because they said, You Gileadites are fugitives of Ephraim among the Ephraimites, and among the Manassites. And the Gileadites took the fords of Jordan before the Ephraimites, and it was so that when those Ephraimites who were escaped said, Let me go over, that the men of Gilead said unto him, Are you an Ephraimite? If he said, Nay. Then said they unto him, Say now Shibboleth, and he said Sibboleth, for he could not pronounce it right. Then they took him, and slew him at the fords of Jordan, and there fell at the time of the Ephraimites 42,000. And Jephthah judged Israel 6 years. Then died Jephthah the Gileadite, and was buried in one of the cities of Gilead. And after him Ibzan of Bethlehem judged Israel. And he had 30 sons, and 30 daughters, whom he sent outside for marriage, and took in 30 daughters from outside for his sons. And he judged Israel 7 years. Then died Ibzan, and was buried at Bethlehem. And after him Elon, a Zebulunite, judged Israel, and he judged Israel 10 years. And Elon the Zebulunite died, and was buried in Aiyalon in the country of Zebulun. And after him Abdon the son of Hillel, a Pirathonite, judged Israel. And he had 40 sons and 30 grandsons, that rode on 70 donkey colts, and he judged Israel 8 years. And Abdon the son of Hillel the Pirathonite died, and was buried in Pirathon in the land of Ephraim, in the mount of the Amalekites.